Live FM with Raj Goodshow and my partners in crime, Sarishni Ryder, Robbie Cruz, and Zanele Patel. We're driving you insane till 9 a.m. All righty. On the line, she's known as the Financial Bunny. We simply call her Fran. Nicole Mashile joins us on the line.
Morning!
Friend.
Money Friend.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Nicolette, are you on TikTok?
I am on TikTok, but I struggle to do content, guys. Oh my goodness, I'm so boring.
You must try the Savage Challenge. It's the one. It's like our favorite song. It's number one on the Billboard. You got to give it a try. Okay, we're gonna check it out.
Okay, that's gonna be on my to do list for today. Done.
Yay. Go.
Yay.
Hey, Nicolette, can you hear the sound? Just listen carefully.
Yeah. What sound is that?
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
In fact, yeah, like clockwork at about 10 minutes past 10. Yep, she's awake. It should start escalating in frequency. Here we go. Can you hear that?
Yes.
That's an obvious. I mean, you know that sound better than anyone. That's the notification from the bank that a transaction's just gone off my credit card.
Yo, there. I woke up this morning and it was my home loan. I'm upset.
Oh, lucky for you, that's my credit card and she's online shopping.
Shop my money.
Yeah. We must say, and I just wanted to clarify this. I don't do it often enough. Nicolette is not a qualified financial advisor, but she has done extremely well for herself personally, and she always gives us many tips on how to manage our own personal finances. This morning, we're going to be chatting about, yes, you guessed it, about debt. Nicolette, let's start off here. What is debt counseling? We've heard this phrase thrown around a bit online. What exactly is that, debt counseling?
So basically, debt counseling is one of the tools that the National Credit Act makes available to consumers to be able to assist them if they find themselves in a situation where they are over indebted. And I know that quite a lot of people either use the word debt counseling, debt review. Some people even go as far as saying debt restructuring basically falls under the ambit of debt counseling. It's when you now go and seek out professional help to be able to look at your debt and help you restructure it so that you are able to actually manage every single month. Now, of course, debt counseling, as I said, also encompasses the debt review process. And the debt review process is basically a legal process that you will then undertake with your counselor as assistance, and you will then probably negotiate with your different creditors to be able to pay a little bit less than what you are paying. Now, a lot of people have thrown quite a lot of negativity around the debt counseling and debt review process, but in all honesty, is something that is good if you are over indebted. I mean, okay. We all want help, you know, so rather seek the professional help.
Tell me something, is debt counseling an option that can be used during like a pandemic for someone who can't pay their installments, like, you know, the situation we're all in now?
Well, look, Roger, the reality is if you are going to be seeking debt counseling during a pandemic, it means that your problems probably started way before the pandemic. Because remember, it's a process for people that are over indebted. So by the time you become over indebted, it probably wouldn't have happened over a period of 3 months. So I would say it is the last resort that you do look for. There are other alternatives before you actually get to the debt counseling. But if you do find that, you know what, I'm over indebted, there's nothing that I can do, and you want to be legally protected. Remember, the nice thing about the debt counseling process, when you encompass it with the debt review process, is that you do become legally protected. So your assets can now no longer be repossessed, or your debt cannot be attached to any type of assets in your life that you do have, because it does go through a court order. And once you're under the debt review process, none of your creditors can come and repossess it. Yeah. So I think if you are going to be undertaking this process during this pandemic, it probably is because it's the last resort and your issue started way before.
Sure.
Yeah.
Look at you. You know, it's like my drinking problem. I was fine. I mean, Robbie and I, we agreed with this. We were like, okay.
I have acknowledged it.
I have a problem. Now, what are we going to do about it? How do you know? It's like, you know, money, getting yourself into debt is kind of similar in a way. How do you know?
Yeah.
That it's time to seek out a debt counselor.
When you admit it to yourself, like, you know.
Yes, yes. Look, it's only a problem. You only have a drinking problem when you actually stop, right?
Right.
But I think I'm.
But see, the money's right. Gonna run out somewhere, so that problem's gonna decide right, itself
yeah.
for me. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think also with money, it's very simple. If you start to realize that your debts are really way above what they should be. And the benchmark, I mean, in South Africa, we already say that South Africans spend at least 70% of their income to service debt. If you are finding that you can no longer do anything else but only service debt with the income, or actually your debt is more than the income that you are making, that's when you should know that you're already in trouble. But I think it's also important for people not to get to that point. You know, I think the national credit regulator and everybody and every other stakeholder around them really do try to make it a little bit easier for consumers to go and seek out the necessary debt restructuring options that are available to them. For instance, now with the pandemic, most of the banks have come out to say, you know what, instead of us really looking at the case-for-case basis when it comes to the payment holiday, we would like to make it widely available to everybody. But the onus at the end of the day, Roger and team, is that it is on the consumer to pick up the phone and say, guys, I do feel that I'm now financially distressed or I'm in debt. And I don't know what else to do, and I don't know where else to look. I think it's really important. Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, my name's Roger, and I have a problem.
And I have a deep problem.
Hi, Roger. Yeah.
Okay, then, Nicolette, finally, let's leave it on a positive note like we always do. You always give us such great advice. You know, like a lot of people, for example, have, you know, various accounts. They'll have lots of different things they're trying to pay off. But chances are they can't afford to pay all the installments. So a bit of final management advice maybe. Should they spread their money and pay a little to each of the accounts, or rather try and squash one installment, you know, and tackle them each? What would you say is the trick there?
Look, I think the most important thing to remember is that you do have credit agreements on each and every single loan. And in your credit agreement, there are terms and conditions. And one of the terms and conditions is how much you are going to pay every single month. So you can't run away from that. And that's why I say it's important for people to pick up the phone and speak to their creditors if they are finding themselves a little bit distressed. Because you can't change those credit agreements and decide that I'm going to pay a little bit here, I'm going to pay a little bit there. You've got to pay the minimum monthly required repayment. But if you do pick up the phone and you do make arrangements, they do give you a bit of breathing space. So there is a little bit of positivity in terms of managing. I always say to people, do your budget. Too many people in this country do not budget at all. They think it's in their head. They think the budget is going to work in their head. You've got to sit down and write the numbers. And really, guys, a lot of people, a lot of us, our money is in our bank statements. If you actually sit and comb through your bank statements, you will start to realize where you actually have budget leaks and where you are playing around with money. Things like buying airtime every single day. It costs you 1.20 rand every single time you buy 12 rand airtime.
Oh, no.
Why don't you just buy it once in bulk? I mean, honestly, come on, guys.
Okay.
You know, so simple things like that, yeah.
Follow her on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. She is the bomb. She's our secret weapon. And every Thursday, she joins us. Nicolette Mashile, so good to chat to you. Love you long time. Boom shakalaka. Keep it real.
Boom shakalaka.
Cheers.
She's the bomb.
Amazing.
She's just the best.
She's the best.
There you go, friend.